St. John Lutheran Church is the grand steepled building located just across the road from their cemetery. For many years, a parochial school was also conducted in the brick building to the north of the church. This cemetery began in 1881 when a dedicated member, Henry Richter, donated 10 acres of land to the early St. John Church to be used for the church, school, and cemetery. The first burial in the cemetery took place less than 6 months later. It was that of Elizabeth Krikow. Her stone can be found in the far northwest part of the cemetery near the pine trees. A decision was made by the congregation to continue the burials in rows without regard to family plots. You will notice that the first row of burials is all adults. The next rows contain those children who are below the age of confirmation, approximately 14 years of age. It is within these first rows that you will find the five children from the Strubing family. Five of the children of Christ and Maria Strubing died within 4 years. This burial practice of arranging an order of death continued until the early 1900s. At that point, the area to the south of the driveway was opened for use and family plots were begun. Currently, the sale of family plots is once again discontinued. It is now a rule that only members of the church and family members can be buried in this cemetery. In the south section of the cemetery, you will find Ruth Caston. Her black stone is very eye-catching. Not all the burials at St. John Cemetery are marked with beautiful stones and markers. A portion of the northeast part of the cemetery was the burial site for a very small number of church members who, for various reasons, were buried in unmarked graves. No records exist of who these persons were, or even how many are buried there. According to oral history of the cemetery, some were buried in this potter's field because they committed suicide and, by church rules, were not eligible for a burial service or a Christian burial at the cemetery. Instead, they were placed in unmarked graves so that they would be ignored and forgotten by future generations of the church. Older members remember hearing their parents tell them to stay away from this part of the cemetery. It was off limits. The Potter Field is part of our history, but not one that we practice today. Take a few moments to wander through this medium-sized, well-maintained cemetery.